There's been a lot of feeling around in the dark today in the story of poisonous letters in Washington that we just heard about. And we began today citing several news outlets, including CNN and the ABC affiliate here in Boston, reporting that an arrest had been made in the Boston Marathon bombings. Before that, John King of CNN had been reporting that a suspect had been identified using surveillance video from the Lord & Taylor store on the street and video from television reporting. But now, news outlets, including CNN and reporter David Boeri here at WBUR, where we're based, are backing off reports of an arrest, and the Boston police are tweeting, "No arrest has been made." Well, this is the nature of breaking news. How is it reverberating here in Boston? Here now is Alex Ashlock, has been downtown covering this all week. He joins us now from the streets of the Back Bay. And Alex, these reports of an arrest were going out, you know, have been going out for over an hour. So what's been the thinking on the street?
Well, it's interesting, Robin. I'm down here at the Westin Hotel where they've been having media briefings, and the CNN crew is right out here in front. Lots of people, as you might imagine, watching them do their broadcasts, and people sort of saying earlier when they were hearing the reports of the arrest, you know, buzzing along saying, there's been an arrest, there's been an arrest. Now everybody's back to being in the same boat, a sense of confusion about, you know, exactly what is going on. We've heard reports that there are crowds of people over at the federal courthouse because they heard that there might be an arrest. A lot of reporters over there as well. So I think people are doing, you know, a lot of people are doing what a lot of people are doing. They're checking their Twitter and Facebook and everything else to try to get a sense of what's really true in this story.
Yeah, well, it might continue that way for a while. John King of CNN, adamant, his source said a suspect was clearly identified from that tape, but now backing off reports of an arrest, one wonders, you know, what comes next, because we're also seeing reports that an arrest is imminent. But just in the few seconds we have, very few, what is the mood on the street?
It's much different than yesterday, Robin, even before these reports of an arrest. It's much more upbeat, more people on the streets, restaurants open, people sitting and eating outside. So the mood is quite a bit different in downtown Boston today.
Yeah. WBUR's Alex Ashlock, again in the Back Bay of Boston. Alex, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Robin.